Welcome back to Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. It's Peter Shadd along with Croft Woodruff and a very special guest who's been in the hot tub and spa business for 20 years. His name is Gerald Schneider. He's from Arctic Spas. Hello, Gerald.
Hello, Peter.
You're not running either.
Not today.
A lot of people are passing by the radio station as we speak, and they're going to be rather sore. And, you know, anybody who's ever sat in a hot tub knows how great it feels after. And I've thrown my back out, and it saved me on a cruise, as a matter of fact. How did you get into the business? I'm guessing it's a similar kind of story.
Well, it was a long time ago. We went out one day trying to rent a hot tub. Couldn't rent one, so I started a company renting hot tubs. Realized the benefits of putting that big bucket of hot water in my backyard. My kids were small, and from there just progressed into moving into the industry, from owning a store in Edmonton on a retail level to the manufacturing facility for Arctic Spas based out of Alberta, all the way to moving to Vancouver and opening up the retail locations here.
Well, I guess in Alberta, too, they're really popular because there's nothing better than sitting in a hot tub when there's snow and it's cold outside. I mean, it's a great paradox.
Well, it's probably the reason the name Arctic Spas. We've been building hot tubs in Alberta for 18 years. They're designed for cold weather. They're extremely efficient. They're designed to be serviceable, upgradable. It's something that you'll put in your backyard and you will keep for the next 20 or 25 years. You don't have to replace it.
He's Gerald Schneider from Arctic Spas, and we're going to talk not just about spas today, but we're going to talk about the minerals that you can put in them and also something called vibroacoustics and how they can benefit you, because you put all three together and it's quite something. You also had an injury, or at least you had surgery, and it was rather invasive. And tell us a little bit about that and how having a hot tub has helped you.
That's correct, Peter. I had surgery about 8 years ago. It was something called a laminectomy, a fairly invasive surgery into the spine and C4, 5, and 6. Basically, my spinal column was too small for the spinal cord inside, and it was limiting the function of some arms and legs and some other basic body functions. Required surgery. It was dramatic. I guess one of the interesting parts of having a surgery, when I completed the surgery, talking to my surgeon, I asked him about rehabilitation, perhaps massage or other areas to recover from. And he said, you know, I'm a surgeon. I'm very good at it. I would suggest you talk to your massage therapist. He would probably know better. And we went from there. I do have a hot tub. I've had one for years. We have a system on it called vibroacoustic massage therapy, as well as taking advantage of the hydrotherapy and the massage, the warm water, which is proven to increase blood flow, stimulate recovery for injuries. The vibroacoustic sends a low frequency vibration through the shell of the hot tub into the water. And that vibration goes right through your body, and it's designed to have specific results in regards to muscle relaxation and increased blood flow. I'm at the point now where Manny, my massage therapist, I'm really sorry, I don't see him often anymore. He's a great guy. He does exceptional work out in Port Coquitlam. I haven't had a massage in just about 2 years, and I am pain-free and live a completely normal life.
Tell us a little bit more of this vibroacoustics. Sounds really interesting because I've heard of Harmonix helping people with sleep and other issues, you know, brain-related issues. But where did this all come from?
Vibroacoustics started mainly in Northern Europe, in Norway. Dr. Olaf Skill has been researching vibroacoustics for about 30 years now. He has clinics all over Northern Europe, and what they found is that very specific frequencies will have a very specific result on the human body, and they've had the opportunity to define those by over 40,000 hours of testing within their industry. There's more recognition now with some of the different facilities in the United States. What we've done is we didn't invent the technology. We took an existing technology that has a great result and applied it and made it available within a hot tub environment. So rather than having to fly to Norway for this treatment, you could put a hot tub in your backyard, have this system put into it when you buy it, or even later if you choose to, and take advantage of the low frequency vibrations that will give you a very specific results on your body.
You're listening to Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, and we're talking with Gerald Schneider from Arctic Spas, and you were explaining just how the spa itself is designed, that it's almost like, you know, with the vibroacoustics, it's almost like a giant speaker the way it's built in itself.
That's correct, Peter. Instead of putting speakers into a hot tub that, you know, project the sound waves through the air, the way we manufacture a hot tub in that, it's not filled with foam. We insulate the perimeter walls. You've got a fiberglass shell inside. The massive transducers, which are the large magnets, are permanently mounted to the shell underneath, which causes the shell, in effect, to become the cone of the speaker. You are sitting inside the sound. So not only do you hear the sounds, you feel the sound vibrations as they go through your body. You could take advantage of the vibroacoustics, but if you prefer to plug in your MP3 player and listen to your favorite music, it's an entirely new experience.
Now, what does it feel like when you're sitting there? Because I know through harmonics, you don't really even notice the noise because generally it's like a white noise. But what do you feel when you're using vibroacoustics and the hot tub together?
Well, you feel great. It's a very relaxing, low-frequency vibration. You can almost feel a hum within your body. Most people can't turn it up to the higher volume levels as they begin. They're going to start at a low volume level to become accustomed to it. There is a peripheral soundtrack involved in this recording that sends a more of a relaxing sound frequency that you're able to hear. It's just a very relaxing experience. Combined with the hydrotherapy of the jets, you don't talk much.
And you said, this is what I found most fascinating, is that there's several different frequencies for several different parts of your body. And Croft, you were saying that your lower back's been bugging you, and you could actually target with the disc those areas.
That's correct. We had a CD generated for us. It's a 60-minute CD. The first 20 minutes, the frequency there will specifically target your lower back. The next 20 minutes will target your neck and upper back. And the third 20 minutes will target your arms and legs. As each muscle group has a different density, will respond to a different frequency. We haven't progressed beyond that at this point because we find that this is a great place to start in terms of an overall relaxing experience for your body.
When can I try this out?
Tonight at my house.
Now, can you actually feel those different parts of your body being sort of zeroed in on during the course of sitting in the hot tub?
It's probably one of the most deceiving parts of it. You don't feel so much on this. It's a subtle working of the vibrations on your body. Some people may not notice anything for the first day or 2 days or many days, but it has a building effect in terms of a slow relaxation. We're not going in and turning off a muscle. It's a slow progression of healing and relaxation.
Now, vibroacoustics have, as you mentioned, been studied for quite some time, originated in Norway, but they did a study back in 1997, and they were checking in with hospital patients and their recovery time. Do you remember reading any studies like that?
We've been introduced to that. And yes, there's been some very positive results in regards to improved healing times for injuries and surgeries.
Now, you've installed a staggering amount of hot tubs. How many is it over the years now?
Well, in terms of Arctic Spas, I mean, I've been responsible for manufacturing about 40,000. We've got thousands of hot tubs in the Vancouver area. I mean, Arctic Spas is the largest manufacturer in Canada. When we take a look at hot tubs today, it's gone beyond just hydrotherapy to that level of new therapy.
And of all those, installations and all the people that own them here, do you ever get an email back saying, oh man, I can't believe how different this is or how wonderful it is? I mean, you must hear that all the time.
Actually, we do. And it's not just emails. I mean, it's the letters, it's the cards, it's people coming into our store that have a hot tub, explain to us they've been having a hot tub every morning. People with fibromyalgia or arthritis that are now having a hot tub perhaps two or three times a day. It might be just a 10 or 15 minute soak. It's changed their lives. This isn't the big hot tub that you invite the hockey team over for on Friday night. People are looking for a private space for therapy for themselves and their family.
We're chatting with Gerald Schneider from Arctic Spas, and you use it 7 days a week, and yet you don't smell like chlorine. So I want to ask you about that next. In fact, we want to talk about Dead Sea Salt. And Croft, you've heard about these minerals being fantastic when absorbed through the skin.
Yeah. Sulfur springs are great places to soak in and get the benefit of the minerals. And sulfur, of course, is a very beneficial mineral that's, I think, somewhat overlooked.
Well, let's talk about Dead Sea Salt and some of the things you can put into the water. So maybe you don't like chlorine, you don't like that smell, you could have some alternatives. And we'll continue that discussion with Arctic Spas and Gerald Schneider when we continue This program, by the way, is brought to you by Omira Health Center. We have a special promotional offer coming up at the end of the show, and so we want you to make sure you have this phone number handy, 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. You can always visit the website, too, www.omira.ca, and Omira is spelled O-M-I-R-A. And if you need any information about stopping Bill C-51, or you just need some information about the natural health foods industry, you can always call Omira. There's lots of people there that will help you with whatever question you have, and anything you've heard on this program as well, including Arctic Spas. They'll get you to the right place. Omira Health Center, 604-983-4325. We'll talk more about hydrotherapy, dead sea salts, and this wonderful technology called vibroacoustics when we continue. This is Health Empowerment on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.